إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. فقال الله تعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ويوم يعد الظالم على يديه يقول: يا ليتني اتخذت مع الرسول سبيلا، يا ويلتى ليتني لم أتخذ فلانا خليلا، لقد أضلني عن الذكر بعد إذ جاءني، وكان الشيطان للإنسان خذولا. وقال الرسول: يا رب إن قومي اتخذوا هذا القرآن مهجورا. Brothers and sisters, pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may Allah give us power, strength and sincerity to speak the truth from Quran and Sunnah. May Allah give us sincerity to understand the Quran and Sunnah. May Allah give us power and strength and sincerity to accept the Quran and Sunnah and to implement them. The topic is very sensitive today. It is about the six rights that we owe to Quran. Every Muslim, the six rights that he owes to Quran. And it is very sensitive, and it is not possible for me to complete in this short time. We are already late, and I was told that the talk will be only for 30 minutes because of the situation. Now I'll tell you what are the six rights that actually we owe to Quran. But before giving you that explanation, I want you to understand one description that is described by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, especially about a person. And be careful, don't think that I'm talking about somebody else as a third person, he or she or they. I'm talking about first person and second person. That is, in grammar you say first person is I and second person is you. So it is between you and me, and try to understand that this portion, this description that I'm going to give you, it is, you may be part of that or I may be part of that. So this description which I want to explain to you is actually the point where it justifies the subject. The subject is that the six rights that we owe to Holy Quran, the glorious Quran. The description is from Suratul Furqan, chapter 25, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes, وَيَوْمَ يَعَدُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا. That on the day of judgment, everybody will be standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there will be a man, can be anybody. There will be a person standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will bite his fingers. And we know that this kind of description is not when a person is in a jolly mood. Most certainly when he is upset, when he is regretting. When he is regretting of something which he has missed. This is the description of this man, that he will be standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will be biting his fingers, and he will say in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَيَوْمَ يَعَدُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا. Subhanallah, how nice could it had been that if I have taken Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as my friend, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as my friend, and not XYZ as my friend, because this friend of mine, I'm just giving you the translation, and not that friend who misguided me after I received the message, the dhikr from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is Quran. This friend of mine has misguided me from the right path. And then he's saying, subhanallah, that this is the point where he's regretting. Now my brothers and sisters, we have to understand that in what sense this man is describing his friendship with a person who misguided him and a person he is describing as Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he's saying that because I was not with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have not taken him as my friend, I have not taken his path as my path, I am misguided by a friend. So we can understand that this ayah, that there are so many friends, human friends, materialistic friends, the things around us, the world, the dunya that we have, all these things could be the reason for us to be away from Prophet's path, Prophet's guidance. And here, this is the point here. And then shaitan wants the person to be always, you know, ashamed of himself. Finally, Prophet will say, Allah, this is my nation. وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. Finally, Prophet will say, Allah, this is my nation, who have thrown this Quran behind their backs. Means they have abandoned it. And let's see here. Imam Qurtubi, rahmatullahi alayhi, in his tafsir, Tafsir al-Qurtubi, he mentions that there are six ways a person is abandoning the Quran. In six ways he is abandoning the Quran. One is, he is not reading the Quran. One is, he is reading but he is not understanding the Quran. The third is, that he reads, he understands, but he is not accepting it. The fourth is, he reads, he understands it, he accepts it, but he is not implementing it. Fifth is, he reads, he understands, he accepts it, he also implements, but it is limited to himself. He is not conveying to others. And the sixth one is that he is doing any of these five things, but sometimes, not all the time. So this is what he says, that a person abandons the Quran in six ways. The first, that he might not be reading it. Second, he may be reading it, but he's not understanding it. So as if he has abandoned it. He might be reading it, understanding it, but not accepting it from his heart. So as if he has abandoned it. Fourth, reading, understanding, accepting, but not implementing. And my brothers and sisters, we don't have to go far. You see the Sahaba and you compare the Kuffar during the lifetime of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, and all the leaders who were against Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they understood the Quran. Most of them were able to read the Quran. And it is mentioned in the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab, they were not able to sleep at night before listening to the Quran. So they would go behind the house of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam or behind the house of Abu Bakr, and they would listen some part of the Quran, so they could get, you know, spiritually healed. And then they would go back to their houses. So, they read, they understood. Also some of them accepted in their hearts. Like Abu Talib. He knew that what Muhammad is teaching, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is true. But he did not implement it. He did not accept it. Here we are different than these people. There are people today among the Muslims, they read Quran. They understand. They know it is true. They accept it from their heart. But when it comes to the fourth point, here we are different than the kuffar, my brothers and sisters. Here we are different than the mushrikeen of Arab. Mushrikeen of Makkah. Because the Sahaba, when they came to Islam, the first thing that they did, they learned Quran. And if you see the first word of Islam, uttered by Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the first word brought by Jibreel to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the first statement that he conveyed, the Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam conveyed to the people, is Iqra. What does that mean? Read. Means you have to read the Quran. So the Sahaba, this is the difference between the Sahaba and the Kuffar. They read the Quran, right from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and all the Sahaba. They read the Quran. Second thing, understanding. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Why don't they read the Quran with understanding? It seems their hearts are locked. That means there are people, they read the Quran, but they don't understand the Quran. That does not mean that they don't want to understand. If they want to understand, most certainly their hearts will be unlocked. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in Surah Al-Qamar, four times He has repeated this ayah. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّنَّ الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ وَلَقَدْ يَسَّنَّ الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ Indeed, indeed we have made this learning of this Quran easy. Is there anybody who wants to learn? Is there anybody who wants to study? Is there anybody who wants to understand this Quran? So, the first point, reading. Second is understanding. Allah says, those who are not reading with the understanding, it seems their hearts are locked. So we have to study the Quran. We have to learn the Quran with understanding. My brothers and sisters, see the respect that we have given to Quran. Today we are shouting, we are crying, we are regretting, and we are showing our hatred towards those people who are burning the Quran, who are insulting the Quran. But where do we stand when it comes to this respect of the Quran? How many of us do we have really have opened the Quran with and read it with understanding? And how many of us really every day spend time in reading the newspapers? How many of us every day spend time reading the magazines? Magazine is important than the Quran. The newspaper is important than the Quran. What will help you? And see this description. The description on the Day of Judgment, a person will be regretting because he did not study the Quran in this life. He's regretting, he's biting his hands. This is because he did not understand the Quran in this dunya. And if we don't understand the Quran, if we don't understand this, if we don't implement Allah's message in our life, then when are we going to do that? And what is the difference between we neglecting the commands and the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compared to these people? The kuffar, if they are not following the Quran, this is because they are kuffar. If kuffar, they do not want to study the Quran because they are kuffar. They are not believing in it. But when we say we are Muslims, when we say we believe in Quran, is there anybody among you who says I don't believe in the Quran? Nobody. All of us, we believe in the Quran. So what is the right that we owe to this book? This is the right that we should read. We should understand. If we don't understand it, then it seems that our hearts are locked. And this is what Allah has described about the kuffar. That Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab, when the Quran was being recited over them, they would turn their backs like this, like as if they have heard nothing. So Prophet ﷺ used to feel bad about it. Allah has revealed the ayah saying, don't feel bad about these people. They are human bodies. They are as if you think that they are moving around here and there, they are living bodies, but they are dead. They are as good as dead, and dead cannot hear. So this is how Allah has compared them with the dead bodies. So Quran, the third point, acceptance. You have to accept it in your heart. You read, you understand, you accept it. And you know there are so many verses in the Quran. I'll just say one ayah. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ To those whom we have given this book, they recited it as it should be recited. They are the true believers. They are the true believers of this book. Means they have accepted it truly from their hearts. And it was asked by Sahabi, another Sahabi or another companion. Abdullah bin Abbas gives the answer that what is the meaning of reciting as it should be recited? And he explains that as it should be followed. Means when Quran says do this, you have to do that. And when Quran says don't do that, you have to prevent yourself from that. This is the right of recitation. So you have accepted it from your heart. And this is the right that we owe to Quran. Finally, implementation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He revealed this Quran to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, He said, اتبع ما أنزل إليك من ربك. O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Follow what is being revealed to you by your Lord. So, this is the fourth right. When we read Quran, when we understand Quran, and when we have accepted it from our heart, now it is our duty that we have to fulfill its right by following it. When Quran says halal, you have to say halal. And when Quran says haram, you have to say haram. And it's not like the Jews and the Christians. The Jews and the Christians also believed in Torah, partly followed Torah. The Christians believed in Injil, partly followed Injil, and the other part they did not follow. Why? Because this is what Allah has said. أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ فَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ أَشَدِّ الْعَذَابِ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ أَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. That what's wrong with you people? It is, Allah is addressing the people of the Jews and the Christians, especially the Jews, people of the Torah. What's wrong with you? You believe in the part of the Torah and you are disbelieving in the other part. What will be the punishment of such kind of a person? He will be disrespected in this dunya. No modesty, no chastity, no dignity, no respect, nothing. He will be disrespected in this dunya. وَيُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ أَشَدِّ الْعَذَابِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And on the day of judgment, they will be turned back to the severe punishment. So, if we as believers of the Qur'an, if we don't believe in the way it is, it should be believed, that means if we don't follow as it should be followed, then we are falling into this ayah. That means Allah has said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أُدْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ مُبِينٌ. O believers, enter into Islam completely. And don't follow the footsteps of Shaitan, because he is your open enemy. أَقُلُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ. إِنَّ الْحَمْدَ لِلَّهِ نَحْمَدُهُ وَنُصَلِّي عَلَى رَسُولِهِ الْكَرِيمِ أَمَّا بَعْدُ. Now let's come to the fifth point, that is conveying this message. All of us, alhamdulillah, can be perfect Muslims by reading it, understanding it, accepting it, implementing it. But there is one more right that we owe to Quran. And if we don't fulfill this, we are abandoning this Quran which is mentioned in Surah Al-Furqan. A complaint which is raised by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding this ummah, that they have abandoned the Quran, and that is conveying this message to others. And that too is mentioned in the Quran. There are so many evidences in the ahadith, but we don't have enough time, so I'm just giving you one evidence for each point. There is an ayah in the Quran, بَلِّغْ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ فَإِنْ لَمْ تَفْعَلْ فَمَا بَلَّغْتَ رِسَالَتَهُ وَاللَّهُ يَعْصِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, convey this message to the people. And if you are not doing this, if you limit this knowledge to yourself, if you keep this knowledge to yourself and you are not conveying to it to the people, that means you have not fulfilled your duties that you are assigned to. You are assigned with. You are not fulfilling those duties that you are assigned with. Allahu Akbar. And don't worry about the people. Don't expect the good from them when you want to do good for them. Don't expect that. Don't worry about them. And don't at all worry about their harm. It will not reach you unless if it is Allah's permission. So don't worry about that. Wallahu ya'simuka minan nas. Allah will protect you from the harm that comes to you from people. Allahu Akbar. And finally, we know that this is the duty of every Muslim, that whomever we know, wherever we go, wherever we sit, it's not necessary that Abdul Majid has to come from UAE and then coming to the Luton, standing in front of you to give the dawah so that the dawah will go. No, it's the duty of everybody. And this is what Allah has described us as the best of nation. Kuntum khayra ummatin. أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. You are the best of nation if you give this dawah to the people, command them of good and stop them from evil, then you are the best of nation. Otherwise, يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَتِيَ الَّتِي أَنَعْمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَأَنِّي فَضَّلْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. This is already mentioned about the Jews and the Christians. That are children of Israel. Remember the blessings that we have blessed upon you. And you were the best in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala among all the nations. They were the best, but then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has cursed them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destroyed them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, you know, cursed them by the tongue of Dawood and Isa alayhi salatu salam. This is because they were not fulfilling the rights that they owe to Torah. So we are the best of nation if we fulfill these rights, and we will be successful in this dunya and in the akhirah, which Allah has mentioned in very small surah, very short surah. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. So this is the conclusion of my speech, my brothers and sisters, that Allah has said, all mankind are in loss except the one who believes in Allah, the one who does good deeds, and the one who conveys the message of truth, advise the message of truth, and the one who is, you know, advising of having patience. Allahu Akbar. Finally, pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have not justified to the subject, but as far as the time permits, I think it is more than enough for us to understand that these are the six rights that we owe to Quran, that we have to study, we have to understand, we have to accept it, we have to implement it, and then we have to convey this. And we have to do all these five things throughout our life. These are the six rights that we owe to Quran. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وأقم الصلاة.